Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Imagine a place where the grass is as golden as honey and the trees reach for the clouds. You are standing right there, wearing your explorer's hat and holding a magnifying glass. The air smells like sweet jasmine and warm earth. Today, you were joined by a very special friend named Jerry. He is a giraffe, but as you look up, you realize something quite unusual about him. Jerry is not like the other giraffes in the Great Forest. While his cousins have necks that stretch high enough to tickle the clouds, Jerry's neck is quite short. He can only reach the crunchy bushes near the ground, while the others feast on the tender leaves at the very top of the acacia trees. Sometimes the tall giraffes giggle and tell Jerry he is missing the best views in the world. You pat Jerry's spotted shoulder, letting him know that you think he is perfect just the way he is, despite his very different height. One sunny morning, as you and Jerry are exploring a patch of soft clover, a tiny sound fills the air. It is a very sad, very low buzzing. Suddenly, Queen Bee, the honeybee, lands right on the tip of your nose. Her wings are dusty, and she looks very tired. She tells you that the forest's honeybees are in big trouble. The magical sun sparkle flower, which provides the special nectar they need to stay strong, has gone missing. Without it, the bees won't have enough energy to help the forest flowers grow and stay healthy. The tall giraffes overhear the queen and begin searching immediately. They stretch their long necks as high as they can go, squinting their eyes and peering through the thickest canopy of leaves. They look over the hills and across the wide rivers, but they cannot see the sun sparkle flower anywhere. They sigh, their heads high in the air, claiming the flower must have vanished from the forest entirely. You look at Jerry, and he looks at you. You both know that the tall giraffes are only looking at the world from way up high in the sky. Jerry smiles at you and whispers that it is time for a new perspective. Now, perspective is a big, powerful word. It simply means the way we see things based on where we are and how we look at them. Because the tall giraffes are so high up, their perspective only allows them to see the tops of things. But Jerry's perspective is different. Because he is shorter, his eyes are much closer to the hidden corners of the forest floor. He sees the moss, the tiny pebbles, and the secret paths under the thick, low bushes. You and Jerry decide to lead the search party down low. You crawl on your hands and knees while Jerry bows his head, sniffing the damp earth. You move through the tangled vines where the tall giraffes would never fit. The tall giraffes watch from above, wondering what you could possibly find in the dirt. You use your magnifying glass to look under giant ferns and behind fallen logs. It is a quiet, secret world down here, and you realize that being close to the ground reveals many beautiful things that the others simply overhead and ignored. Suddenly, Jerry stops. He notices a tiny glint of gold reflecting off a dewdrop deep inside a thorny thicket. The thorns are too low and too sharp for the tall giraffes to even notice, but Jerry's short neck allows him to peer directly into the center of the bush. He nudges a branch aside with his nose, and there it is! Tucked away in the darkest shade, where the sun only hits for a few minutes a day, grows the sun sparkle flower. Its petals are glowing with a soft, shimmering light that smells like vanilla and summer. You cheer loudly and wave for Queen Bee to come quickly. The bees swarm around the flower, dancing in circles of joy as they drink the magical nectar. almost instantly, the bees look stronger and faster, their buzzing turning into a happy, musical hum. The forest seems to brighten as the bees fly off to spread the magic to the other plants. Jerry beams with pride. He didn't need to reach the clouds to save the day. He just needed to look exactly where he was. The tall giraffes look down in absolute amazement and wonder. The tall giraffes lower their heads as far as they can, realizing that they had walked right past the flower a dozen times. They thank Jerry for his keen eyes and his unique way of seeing the world. They realize that having a short neck isn't a problem at all. It is actually a special gift that helps the whole community. Jerry isn't the giraffe who couldn't reach the trees anymore. He is the hero who sees the treasures on the ground. You give Jerry a big hug, knowing that his perspective saved the entire forest today. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, everyone has a different perspective to offer, and your unique way of seeing things is exactly what makes you special. Whether you are tall or short, your point of view is a treasure that can help others in ways you might not even expect. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright. I will be right here by the fire, waiting for our next big adventure together.